Gary, delighted. Is that the best win while you've been Leeds manager?
Not necessarily. I enjoy all 3 points, you know. My only concern is performances from the players and pushing them and us giving our maximum in each game and fighting for those 3 points, and that's the most pleasing bit. We did that today exceptionally well at a very difficult place. We knew physically we were going to have to stand up and be tested today. A lot of direct balls, a lot of first and second balls. We had to earn the right to play, and I thought we did that very, very well. And they've got the 4 goals, very clinical, ruthless in those situations, which was pleasing to see because you have to be, and ultimately a very good performance and 3 points.
As people ask where the goal's going to come from when Chris Wood doesn't play, they got their answers today, didn't they?
Well, it's a team effort. It's all about the squad. It's not about who scores the goals. For me, anyway, it's about how the team perform and how cohesive they are together. And I thought today we showed a really good side to ourselves physically without the ball, where we had to defend a lot of situations from them. I thought we stood up well, and then we played our football really good periods of where we had the ball and moved the ball. And then the goals, I thought, were excellent today. I thought we were clinical. Sometimes we've got into those situations in other games and not quite, that little bit of indecision has cost us, you know, but today I thought we were ruthless in those moments and very clinical, and that was pleasing to see.
The Sakho goal, I mean, a team goal built from the back as well.
Yeah, brilliant goal. I thought all four were exceptional goals, and if we were greedy we could have maybe capitalised on a couple more situations, but, you know, Preston had their moments as well where we had to defend very well, but ultimately, we have to be pleased. 3 points, a good away win on Boxing Day in front of such a great travelling fans. Sending them home in the same spirits was important today.
And defensive, like I said, it was a different challenge today, wasn't it? They were quite direct, but I thought Rob Green did well as well. He said to come out and deal with a lot of balls.
Yeah. We work a lot in the week preparing the players for what to expect. And Rob was one of all of them that contributed excellently. He did a fantastic save at one point there to save what would have been a goal, and that was great, but that's your jobs. Everyone's there to contribute, and our main focus is the 3 points and that everyone's fighting as a group to keep improving and keep trying to put their best on the pitch.
And how nice was it to bring Hernandez and Wood off the bench at the end?
Yeah, great. They're working very hard. It's difficult decisions, you know, because the whole group's working exceptionally well. There was lads that were left out today that, you know, deserve to be in the squad, and there was lads that are on the bench that deserve to be playing, but you have to pick teams, you have to understand that. That's part of your job, which is fine. But the good thing is the group are very much together. You know, they're united and they support each other. There's obviously disappointments at times, but they know that the team that got on the pitch is the most important.
And a worry at the end for Carl Bartley? He just went down after the whistle?
He needs to toughen up a little bit. He had a clash of heads, a little bit groggy. He's a proper centre-half now. I think he got oxygen on the pitch, but nah, he's fine. He'll be fine.
Charlie Taylor, will he be all right for Villa?
Yeah, we're very hopeful. Just a little bit of sore Achilles, so we had 2 games in a short period. Didn't think he would be comfortable to play both games, so we'll have a look at him over the next 2 days and ready to select the team for Aston Villa.